You said that this was gonna be your year. But now the time has come and you have found yourself repeating all of the same bullshit and making the same mistakes that you did last year. And it's time to get back on track. My name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur, husband, and father of five. And I teach men all over the world how to live fully optimized, leveled up lives. And today I'm sharing my top 10 things that men need to stop doing immediately in order to reach their full potential. Are you up to the challenge? Stick around. Hello and welcome to the Warrior Kings Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Riggs, here to assist you on your journey to living a fully optimized, leveled up life as a man. So again, welcome. Welcome to the Warrior Kings Podcast. What we do here every week is inspire men all over the world to live super awesome, fully optimized lives, how to find their purpose, how to reach their full potential in every aspect of their lives. So if that's something you're into, if you want to get inspired every week to level up your life, subscribe to this channel. And if you're not getting this on YouTube, swing over and subscribe to the Michael Riggs official YouTube channel to get video versions of these podcast episodes as well as other content that I put out every week. So quick update, what have I been up to? We didn't have an episode out last week. I record these episodes the week that they're released and I ended up getting really sick. You might actually be able to hear that in my voice a little bit still. I'm trying to work my way through it, but yeah, that's what I've been up to. I didn't want you guys to have to listen to my nasally sick voice, you know, but I definitely didn't stop. I've been working on all kinds of things. I've still been pursuing my fitness journey, working out every day, even though I felt like crap. But that's what you got to do. You just got to push through it and push towards your goals, even if you don't feel like it. And I definitely didn't feel like it, and my entire body has been sore. But hey, I'm not stopping for anything. I'm going to get this full transformation locked down so that I can actually talk about fitness and health on this channel and in my work. But that's what I've been up to. I hope you guys are well wherever you're finding this. I hope that you are living every day pursuing greatness. And yeah, it's great to talk to you again today. It's been a while. 1 week feels like forever to me. But without further ado, let's get right into the topic of the day, which is 10 things that you should stop doing right now in order to live a fully optimized life. And the first thing on this list is doubting yourself. I'm sure you've heard by now, if you've spent any time at all on the internet or on social media or anything, that your thoughts and your perceptions create your reality. What you believe about your life, what you believe about the world creates your reality. And if there's any truth to that, which I believe there is, our perception creates our reality. If you doubt yourself, then your life will reflect that doubt. Just the same as if you believe in yourself, your life will reflect that belief. But if you want to be successful in this life and in your endeavors, if you want to level up every aspect of your life, you can't go around doubting yourself and hating on yourself. It's just simply not going to work. You sort of have to brainwash yourself into believing in yourself. Like I said, if you doubt yourself, your life will reflect that doubt. There's this thing that the human brain does that will find evidence for whatever your belief is. So if you doubt yourself in the things that you're doing and the things that you're pursuing, your brain will look for evidence to reinforce that belief, reinforce that doubt. Whereas if you believe in yourself, your brain will look for evidence of that belief and reinforce those beliefs. Like if you can convince yourself that you are the shit, your brain will find evidence to support that belief that you are the shit. So in a sense, believing in yourself will open up more opportunities to you. You will see opportunities more than you see opportunities for failure. If your belief is that you're not talented or you're not good enough, then you're not talented and you're not good enough. If you believe that you are the most talented person in the world and that there are great things in store for you, then you are the most talented person in the world and there are great things in store for you. And that's the first thing that you need to stop doing right away is doubting yourself and tell yourself that you're awesome. Even if you don't believe it yet, truly, if you don't believe it fully, that you are awesome, just keep telling yourself that. Every time that it pops into your head, these feelings and thoughts of doubt, replace them with feelings of belief. Reinforce the fact that you're an awesome person. And if you keep doing this, if you keep replacing those false beliefs with real beliefs or with constructive beliefs, eventually you will believe it. Especially once you start seeing the evidence of that thing, the evidence of that belief in yourself. Because like I said, your mind will look for evidence of that belief to reinforce that belief. Think about any mega successful person. If they didn't believe in themselves and if they didn't believe in that dream, they wouldn't be where they are today. They didn't get to that high level by doubting themselves all the time. And did they have doubts along the way? Probably. But they fought through it. They battled those doubts. They didn't let those doubts overcome them. They overcame the doubt. In order to be successful in every area of your life, you have to believe in yourself and stop doubting yourself. That's just what it comes down to. Your perception is your reality. And if your perception is that you suck, then you suck. and go around walking around sucking. But if your perception is that you're awesome, then you are awesome. That is your reality. Make it so. The second thing on this list today is living in the past. This is something that I struggled with for years, especially as a young adult, because I went through a lot of things in my childhood and in my teen years. I had a very traumatic upbringing, and I grew up in a really terrible place around a lot of really terrible people. And I defined my life by that. I defined myself by a few very specific events, and I made them my entire personality. And I walked through life with this feeling of, why doesn't anybody understand? Why doesn't anybody understand how I feel? And I was depressed, and I was anxious, and I pretty much hated myself. Ultimately, essentially, I was living in the past. But the thing is, man, no matter how much time you spend thinking about the past and replaying memories in your head and getting down about it, you can never take it back. You can never change it. And I know that people go through terrible things, and it might be hard to hear that, and it is hard, you know, but you can't change it. You can't take it back, and we're past it, and we're living right now. Who we choose to be right now is what matters, and who we choose to be right now creates our future. All that matters is right now and the future. And let's say that you have some regrets. Let's say you even did some terrible things when you were younger. Like I said, you can't change that. You can't take it back. So it's best to just move forward and do your best. One of the main causes of depression is what they call rumination, ruminating on past events, which is just dwelling on them, playing them over and over again, basically living in the past. And I'm not a psychologist or a doctor or anything. This is just things that I've learned along the way. But if you can train yourself to stop living in the past and ruminating on these past events, then you can level up so much about your life and begin living in the present moment, leveling up right now to create your future dream life that awaits you on the other side of overcoming yourself. Another thing that dwelling on the past does is it hinders your future success, because the mistake that you will make is basing future outcomes on past experiences. And what I mean by that is, all right, so for example, the first book that I published, I sold basically no copies. And it would have been easy for me to say, well, I'm not going to publish another book because I'll just sell no copies. I would be basing that off of past experience, and that would hinder my future success, especially if our thoughts create our reality and if our beliefs and our perceptions create our reality. And my belief was that I will never sell any books. Then when I released the next book, I definitely wouldn't sell any books. That's just how it would be, right? So you can't base future outcomes off past experiences. And that thing about the mind again, where it will try to find evidence of what your belief is, your mind will find evidence of why this thing isn't going to work out because of the past experience. If you're living in the past, like let's take releasing a new book, for example, again, if I decided to write and publish another book and I'm constantly looking for it not working out and reinforcing those beliefs that it's not going to work out, that it's not healthy for that endeavor or that pursuit, and it's probably not going to work out because that's my belief and I'm looking for that to be true. Of course, it's not going to work out. The last one didn't. So that's another thing that you need to stop doing right away if you're doing it, is dwelling on the past, living in the past, basing your present and your future on past experiences and events. If something horrible happened to you in the past, I'm sorry. I've been through it myself. But the thing is, we can move forward. I truly believe it because I've seen it in my own life. When I used to dwell on the past and live in the past, I was a nightmare in every aspect of my life. And it wasn't until I decided to forgive and move forward and not forget, but just accept that I am now living my dream life with my dream wife. It is possible to move on and move forward and start living right now and building the future of our dreams. And if you have past experiences and past regrets, things that make you feel ashamed, become a new person. Become the person that you want to be, the person that you were always meant to be. You aren't that person anymore. And like I said, it's in the past. You can't change it. What you can change is your future. So become that person today and move forward. The third thing that you need to stop doing right now in order to live a fully optimized, leveled up life is negative self-talk. Stop talking to yourself in your head. What you believe to be true about yourself is true. Like I said, your perception is your reality. It was years ago that I saw an interview with Deftones. It was the singer of Deftones and maybe one or two of the other band members. I don't remember exactly, and I couldn't find the video to this day if I tried, but they were talking about being young and being in their high school days. And one of the members in the band said to the singer, "Oh, you were always the cool guy. I wasn't very cool." And the singer said, "You are only as cool as you think you are." And that stuck with me for years. years, that always popped back into my head. And there's so much truth to that. Like, you are only as cool as you think you are. Just the same, you only suck as much as you think you suck. So what you can begin doing to get rid of negative self-talk is replacing it with positive self-talk. When you look in the mirror, instead of looking at all the things that you don't like about yourself and dwelling on all the things that you don't like about yourself, start paying attention to the things that you do like about yourself and even the things that you want to improve, and start being optimistic about those improvements. Instead of feeling like you will never be that, you will never get there, believe that you will. So when those negative things about yourself pop into your head, replace them with positive things. Talk kind to yourself all the time. Absolutely refuse to talk to yourself about yourself. Even dumb little things, like if you stub your toe, don't say to yourself, "Oh, I'm such a fucking idiot." Just kind of laugh it off and keep going. There is great power in speech and there is great power in thoughts. So think and speak only good things and watch your life level up and change like you didn't even know was possible. This goes back to doubting yourself as well. You will not be successful in this life if you don't believe in yourself and love yourself. So get started doing that right away. Cut out negative self-talk. The fourth thing on this list today is caring about what other people think. You have to stop that right away, bro. The thing is, it's your life, not theirs. If you're going to determine what you do with your life based on the thoughts, opinions, and judgments of other people, and if that is what's holding you back, you are not in control of your own life, and you need to take back control of your own life. What you decide to do is nobody's business. And I know it might seem like it a lot of the time because people make it their business, right? But ultimately, you don't have to care. You don't have to care about the opinions, thoughts, or judgments of other people. Just be your authentic, true self. When you stop caring what other people think, you become dangerous. You become a force to be reckoned with. And other people will see that and they will try to drag you back down, but you can't let that happen. If people make backhanded comments, if people try to roast you or joke on you for the thing you're doing or the thing you're pursuing, or they try to make you feel dumb for it, they're trying to pull you back down to their level. All you have to do is rise above it and become everything that you know you should be. Don't let others' beliefs about you matter. What matters is your belief in yourself. Do not care what other people think about you. There is immense liberating freedom and being your true authentic self. Trust me. As someone who decided to do that, as someone who used to struggle with what people thought about me, I feel free now, bro. I'm just being myself. I wouldn't be right here in front of this camera holding a microphone talking to you right now if I cared what other people thought about me. I had to overcome that myself. And at first, yeah, I cared. And that held me back for a really long time. But guess what? I don't care anymore. And things are getting better and better and better. This podcast, for example, grows every single day. This podcast has thousands of monthly listeners. And that would not be possible if I cared about the thoughts, opinions, and judgments of other people. When you decide to be your true authentic self, unhindered by the thoughts, opinions, and judgments of other people, the right people will come into your life. And the right people will stay. The people who love the true authentic you. And the people that don't like the real you aren't for you anyways. And they can kick rocks, bro. The fifth thing on this list that you need to stop doing right now is procrastinating. Listen, man, life is still moving even in the waiting. Even when you're putting it off, time is still going and it doesn't slow down and wait for you. You're getting older even when you're putting the thing off. You're missing opportunities while you're waiting. So stop waiting. Whatever it is that you want to do, go and do it. Don't wait another minute. That's a direct order. Are you going to let your life pass you by and live in future regret? Or are you going to become everything that you want to be starting right now? You know for a fact that if you were to stop waiting and just did everything that you want to do, that you would become that dream version of yourself. So just do it. Do not waste your life. I implore you, I beg you even, do not waste your life. Find your purpose, find your calling, pursue it relentlessly. Stop procrastinating, be everything that you know you should be. Get started on that today. Hey guys, I just want to cut into the episode here really quick to thank everyone who got my new book, Warrior Husband, How to Be a Better Husband and Save Your Marriage. I'm extremely grateful to have the opportunity to help so many men in their marriages. That book came out January 1st, and so far I've sold more copies of that book in the first month than any other book that I've ever written and published. So I humbly thank you so much for supporting this book, and it is my hope and prayer that it is exactly what you needed to level up your marriage with your beautiful wife. And if this book inspired you, go and leave the book a review on whichever platform you bought it on. That helps me reach more men, more readers who are looking to level up their marriages. The more reviews, the more people see that book, so I greatly appreciate that as well. But I'm just so happy to have that book in your hands. If you don't have a copy of Warrior Husband yet and you're a married man, I put everything that I know about marriage and how to have a happy, thriving marriage into that one book. It's a no-nonsense kick in the teeth. It shatters all of the cliches of marriage advice. And in that book, I got down to the absolute hard truth of what it takes to have a happy, thriving marriage and how to be the man that you should be in your marriage. There's a link to that book down in the description of this podcast episode or this video. Again, that's Warrior Husband by Michael Riggs if you happen to go and search that. It's available right now on Amazon in ebook, paperback, and audiobook with digital voice. So whichever you prefer, dive into this book and get to work on leveling up your marriage in 2025. And let's get right back into the episode. The sixth thing on this list is sharing too much. Some of you might have caught my episode or YouTube video on moving in silence and the importance of that, but this is the most important lesson that I learned last year in 2024. It's to not share too much and to move in silence to protect your energy and to protect the success of your endeavors. So let's use the book example again, since that's what I'm personally most familiar with. Let's say that you decide to write a book and you're going to self-publish it and you're looking forward to this book being the most successful thing that you've ever done up to this point. It is my belief that it is a huge mistake to share that with everyone. Let's say it's on your Instagram story or on whatever platform you use, or maybe you tell your friends and your family, I'm writing a book and I'm going to self-publish it. What you need to do in every aspect of your life is keep that to yourself. Keep your plans to yourself. Keep your vision and your dream life to yourself. Only share it when it's absolutely necessary or when you have those results, those big results that you want. Why? Because it's nobody's business. Only tell the people that need to know and the people that you know already support you. And also begin setting boundaries with people who try to get involved in your life and try to give you advice. The thing is, if they're not living your dream life, their advice does not matter. And if someone tries to speak on your life or make backhanded comments about your life or your pursuits, set boundaries and stop them in their tracks. Don't give people the freedom to give you bad advice. Because the thing is, people will have, even if they're unconscious of it, they will have negative energy put towards the thing you're doing, especially if they're envious or jealous of that thing, especially if they're people who have never actually gone after something before or pursued something before. They will unconsciously put negative energy on your pursuit or on your endeavor or on your situation, and you don't need that negative energy directed towards you and what you're doing. So the best thing that you can do is move in silence. And if you're an entrepreneur like me and you've tried many things before, once you start moving in silence, as they say, you will see that you will be more successful in your endeavors. And this will make a lot more sense to you. Let's say you had a few endeavors in the past that didn't work out how you wanted them to. You will realize that one of the reasons that those endeavors didn't work out is because of all the negativity that was directed towards it. And now that you have rid yourself of the opportunity for that negative energy on your situation, your endeavors will begin to thrive. Trust me. So that's another thing to stop doing right away is sharing too much. Move in silence. And I'm living proof of that, dude. Like, I did not start reaching success in my endeavors until I stopped talking about them and sharing them and sharing my plans with people and telling them what I was going to do. I used to share my whole playbook with people of like, these are the exact moves that I'm about to make. Watch out, guys. And it wasn't until I stopped doing that that I started reaching success in my endeavors. So I highly recommend stop sharing too much and move in silence. The seventh thing on this list is drinking alcohol. Here's the thing. If you are a regular drinker, you won't even realize how bad you actually feel. I'm a whiskey guy myself. I love whiskey. I love trying different whiskeys, and apparently I liked whiskey a little bit too much. But what I didn't realize is that that was holding me back from my full potential, and I was in full denial of it. But the thing is, when I was regularly drinking whiskey, I was drinking whiskey every week, you know, sometimes every other day or very frequently, to be completely transparent with you, I didn't know how bad I actually felt and how much it was actually holding me back. Because the problem is, things become the new normal. Like, if that's how I feel every day on the inside, that's just normal, right? But it wasn't until I just completely rid it from my life that I realized how much more energy I had, how much more creative I am, how much more productive I am, man. I get so much more done now. And I wasn't even like a dependent drink all day long type of alcoholic. I just drank regularly, mostly in the evening times. And I convinced myself, oh, this is like a thing that I enjoy doing. It's classy. I romanticized whiskey culture, you know, having a fine whiskey in a glass with some ice and sipping on it like I'm the king of the world or whatever. Meanwhile, it was destroying my success. It was destroying my productivity. It was holding me back in my life. And now that I've gotten rid of it, I feel better than ever. I used to also convince myself that I needed it to be creative, or I needed it to talk like I am talking to you right now. But the truth is, I don't need it for anything. I just am who I am. I just am awesome, bro. I don't need a thing to make me awesome. And it really comes down to facing yourself and saying, I am okay without this thing. This doesn't give me any power, and it doesn't have any power over me. And I'm not even completely against alcohol. I'm not one of those guys that's like, ban alcohol and get rid of it from the world forever or whatever. You know, I am a believer in moderation and occasional drinking. It's just that that's becoming more and more rare for people. And it became more and more rare for me, which is why I had to get rid of it from my life for a while. Another benefit to this is I've been getting way leaner in my fitness journey. I'm losing weight way faster than when I was just trying to, still drinking whiskey in the evenings, you know, because not only does alcohol add tons of extra calories into your diet, but it also stops the fat burning process. And you burn, if I'm not mistaken, you burn the most fat when you're sleeping. And if you drink alcohol in the evening, your body is so busy processing the alcohol that it's not busy doing things like burning fat or getting rid of other unnecessary toxins in the body. It's busy processing the alcohol, right? So you won't lose weight as fast as you want to if you're drinking alcohol regularly. But really, quitting is for your overall health. And if you're an entrepreneur, if you're somebody who is pursuing success in your life, alcohol will hold you back from that. Trust me. It was holding me back. And I didn't even know it was happening. I was in full denial. I'm like, I get more work done than anybody, right? This isn't harming me at all. And then I got rid of it. Man, am I getting work done now, bro? Drinking alcohol, especially drinking alcohol regularly, if you're somebody who just doesn't want to get rid of it from your life completely, which I would recommend, but I'm not gonna like force that upon you. I just recommend, man, just cut back as much as you possibly can and watch your productivity level up. Watch every aspect of your life level up. Watch your health, the appearance of your skin, your body composition, your energy. Everything will level up if you stop drinking alcohol, trust me. The eighth thing on this list, which if you have little ones around, go ahead and pause this and finish it later. I know I listen to podcasts when my kids are around sometimes, and if a certain thing clicks on, I'm like, whoa, 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 you know, so I just wanted to give you a second here to exit out of this if you need to, until you can listen to it by yourself. But number eight on this list is masturbating. And I know this is an awkward thing to talk about, but it's absolutely necessary. This is something that you need to stop doing right away if you want to reach your full potential in this life. The thing about this is it takes away from your drive. Procreation, mating, and sexuality are one of the main drivers for men naturally as humans, right? And the thing is, when you masturbate, you're taking away from your ambition and your drive, because technically you have already received your reward. It's going to take away your energy. It's going to take away your ambition. And much like alcohol, you won't even realize that it's happening until you really start paying attention and recognizing the difference, like trying going without it for a while. You will see, oh wow, that actually was holding me back in my life. Another problem with this is that it ruins your sex life with your wife. It causes you to withhold from your wife. So I'm going to leave this one a little bit brief, but trust me, it's holding you back in your life. Especially if you have feelings of shame around it or guilt around it, you don't need that kind of negativity and that negative energy in yourself and in your space. You don't need to feel negative about yourself. It's completely unnecessary, and that will hold you back as well. So don't take away from your future success for a momentary pleasure. It's absolutely not worth it. Get your ambition and drive back and receive your reward authentically with a beautiful woman that you can give that gift to. Recommendedly, your wife. Number nine on this list is stop scrolling negative media. Flip your algorithm. This is the first time in history where you can know everything that's happening all over the world all at once. All the disasters, all the tragic things that happen. If you looked at the news lately, it's crazy. And the thing is, we're not supposed to know everything that's going on. The only reason that's possible is because the technology that we all have in our pockets now. But consuming this negative media and dwelling on these things that are going on in the world and these horrible things that happen and even political things that piss you off, that's taking away from your life. It's you're giving too much energy to things that don't matter to you. You can't dwell on negativity all the time. You can't spend your life angry and offended and stressed or worried. What's going to happen, you know? Or like, what if that happens to me? So what I recommend you start doing, like short form video is very big right now, like TikTok and Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts and things like that. When you're scrolling through that, if that's something that you choose to do, what you need to start doing is when those negative things come onto your feed, scroll past them as quick as you possibly can and focus only on constructive content, stuff that makes you laugh, motivates you, inspires you, teaches you something. And what you will do is you will train your personal algorithm on that platform to only show you that kind of content. And I know that that negative content can be very intriguing. Sometimes something will come up on your feed, you'll be like, what does that mean? I have to know what that means. I have this drive to know more about this, right? But the thing is, you don't have to know. You can choose not to know anything about that and scroll right past it and give your attention and your energy to something that will actually benefit you. Putting your energy into things that are negative or things that scare you or things that make you angry or stress you out is going to hold you back and hinder your success. Because like I said before, our thoughts are powerful. Our perception is powerful, and we want our thoughts and our perception to be as constructive and positive as possible in order to reach our full potential in this life. Also, don't participate in the bullshit on social media. Just choose not to be that guy. If something makes you angry, if something offends you, if something stresses you out or pisses you off, stay away from the comment section. There's no reason to be in debates, arguments, to give your peace of mind, to give your opinion. Honestly, dude, nobody gives a but you. And what you will be doing is contributing to the negativity, because then somebody sees your comment and that makes them feel bad inside. And it's just this cycle of people feeling these negative emotions and these negative things. Like, it's extremely toxic, bro. Let's say somebody agrees with your viewpoint. You're just reinforcing their negativity, right? So it's best just to not participate. I highly recommend that you put some work into flipping your algorithm to inspirational, motivational, funny even content. Things that make you feel good inside, rather than things that make you feel bad inside. Even entertaining things like the UFO thing. I love watching that stuff sometimes, but honestly, if you spend too much time, it gets really negative. It makes you focus on things that probably aren't even true or real. People speculate about all kinds of things on there that put ideas in your head and stuff. Just scroll right past it as much as you can, and I promise you, your mindset will level up and be better than ever before, especially if you're putting your attention on things that are actually constructive for you and your life, things that inspire you, things that motivate you, things that teach you new things. Huge mindset level up. And honestly, it takes something that's a waste of time and makes it something that's worth your time, because then it is benefiting you. It's like the difference between reading a science fiction novel and reading a nonfiction book about finance that's going to teach you how to manage your money better. Like, which one's better, right? Which one benefits you? Which one is a waste of time? Also, this coming from a sci-fi author. I'm just, you know, speaking truth here. Participating in negativity online and putting your attention on negativity online is affecting your life more than you know. Flip your algorithm. And the 10th and most important thing on this list is not pursuing your calling and your purpose. What you need to do right now, if you haven't already, is find the calling and purpose of your life, the reason why you are breathing. It is my belief that there is a calling and a purpose for everyone's lives. The thing is, we have the free will to choose whether or not to do that thing. But once you find that thing, once you find that purpose and that calling, your life will level up in ways that you didn't even know were possible, because it's what you are supposed to be doing. It's what you are born to do. Personally, I wanted to be an artist. I wanted to be a filmmaker, and I wanted to write fiction books, which I have. I've written a good few fiction books and published them, but now I'm here talking to you today, and I inspire men all over the world to live fully optimized, leveled up lives. This is not what I expected to be doing. If you would have told me a few years ago that this is what I would be doing, I would have thought you were crazy. I'd be like, who am I to teach people these things, right? But then I was called to it. I was led to it. I found my purpose and my calling, and now here I am talking to you today. And the thing is, this is the most successful endeavor that I've ever had as an entrepreneur. My nonfiction books, Warrior Husband and Warrior King, this podcast, the most successful thing that I've ever done in my life. So I highly encourage you, find and pursue the calling and purpose for your life. And everyone's is different, but there are great things in store for you in this life. You listening to this right now, a life of overflowing abundance awaits you on the other side of you deciding, making the firm decision to make the change, to level up every aspect of your life, to be who you are meant to be. A life of overflowing abundance awaits you. A life of overflowing success awaits you. If you are living a life of mediocrity, knowing that you could be so much more, honestly, you are wasting your life. And I want more for you than that. I want you to want more for you than that. So that's the most important thing that I can tell you to stop doing today, is not pursuing your purpose. Find your purpose and your calling and pursue it relentlessly. Don't stop for anything. And most importantly, do not waste your life. You are valuable. You are important. Dude, if I could tell you how important you are, you wouldn't even believe me. But as soon as you start valuing yourself and believing in yourself, you will see it too. I believe in you so much, it's crazy. Every single one of you listening to this right now. But that's what I got for you guys today. I hope you got something out of this episode. I hope this inspired you in some way to make some changes in your life. I'm gonna go and give my voice a rest, because like I said, I was sick and I'm feeling like I'm kind of gonna collapse right now. Not really. I actually have to go do my workout, but after that, I'm probably gonna take a nap, to be honest with you. But it was great to talk to you guys again today. Hopefully this raspy, nasally, sicky thing goes away soon so I can talk to you a lot more. This is exactly where I want to be doing this, inspiring you guys to be better in your life. So get out there, get it, kill it, get better, a little bit better at least every single day. Pursue greatness in every aspect of your life, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye.